This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump on into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It is Ian.
Jackie.
And Daryl.
So we've talked a lot about Black Friday. It is Black Friday. We're here live, and I should mention we're going to be here live throughout the holiday season, as we always are, live every single day, 7 days a week, taking your phone calls about whatever you want to discuss. The calls tonight and the discussion here has mostly been about Black Friday and the various different aspects of it, everything from the spectacle of people busting in the doors bright and early in the morning, possibly getting into a scuffle, or in some cases apparently a shooting has happened late last night at a Walmart somewhere, I think it was. And
neither one of them were Walmart.
Not a Walmart?
They were both at shopping malls.
Oh, at a mall.
One in Memphis, one in Hoover.
And so, Daryl, you were sharing that story with us. The videos that I found so far were less than as insane, less insane than they've been in past years, and I would say that's a good thing, ultimately. We can also talk about the aspect of, Black Friday from kind of a social anti-consumer perspective. There are certain people who are criticizing Black Friday.
Yeah, they call it Buy Nothing Day instead.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a ridiculous concept that has been floating around, not just on this day, but there have been these sort of buy-nothing protests of, we're not going to buy from a gas station tomorrow, or, whatever.
Yeah, like no gas day, or
whatever. I don't know what day they picked that for, but yeah, that's happened in the past.
Okay, so I'll just fill up my tank today,
right,
instead of tomorrow.
As though it's right. If you have to buy gas at some point, you're going to get it at some point. So it's not hurting
right.
anybody.
Sort of, I mean, it's a commodity.
Bigger protest instead of don't buy gas today is nobody drive a car today.
Or, get a Prius or an electric car. Like, make a long-term change to reduce your gas consumption. Just not buying gas for one day unless you also drive less or switch to a lower fuel-burning car is not going to affect the economy at all.
Not going to change anything.
It's just going to defer some of your purchases. And then there's people who don't know about the don't buy gas day who are going to be driving along and see, like, oh, hey, there's no wait at the gas station. I'll stop in and fill up now, even though I still have a quarter tank left.
Well, I mean, that presumes that the protest actually got to the level of affecting anything noticeable, because I suspect that it never, none of these buy nothing / buy no product or whatever days have really ever gotten any kind of a foothold. I don't think that anybody ever looked at their sales totals and said, that buy nothing day really hurt us today.
Yeah.
I suspect
probably
it
not
never
even a blip.
Did. Yeah, I suspect it never did anything. It's a feel-good thing, nothing more than that, the buy nothing thing. I haven't really even heard much talk about it. Have you guys seen that pop up anywhere this year?
No.
I haven't. I did see, of course, the Plaid Friday thing, which people have asked in our chat rooms tonight. We didn't address it in the first hour, but if you're watching on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm, you've noticed that we're all color coordinated here tonight, mostly. I mean, we're in reddish, pinkish, reddish kind of plaid.
That's because I'm the only person in this household who owns plaid shirts.
Apparently, it's several of them.
Yes, and I like pink
kind of
and
got
red.
A plaid skullcap thing.
Yeah, but neither Ian. Basically, they're all wearing my clothes right now.
It fits all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, you guys, you could wear this.
But the reason...
Now, the photo, Jackie did have Michael take a photo.
Oh, okay.
I did tweet that.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so
on the Free Talk Live Twitter and and Mastodon?
Yep.
Excellent.
All
you can go to toot.freetalklive.com to see our Mastodon feed, or Twitter.freetalklive.com to see our Twitter, or telegram.freetalklive.com to follow us directly on Telegram.
Developing story out of Syracuse, two people stabbed at a Macy's.
Oh, no. Wow, this is like the goriest year ever the Black Friday.
There's not really details about what led to the altercation. One victim had a stab wound to his abdomen. The second had a stab wound to his back.
Yet another reason to stay home and just get your shopping done online. You'll avoid any random stabbings that
this
happen.
Did not appear to be a random stabbing. This appeared to be two people in an altercation that stabbed one another.
Oh, each person stabbed the other person. Wow, that's
either that or the one
unusual.
Person that had a knife somehow stabbed himself while trying to stab the other person.
So
two people in an altercation, both had stab wounds. I'm assuming they stabbed one another.
It's sad. You know, again, we don't know the details. It could have been a fight over a girl. It may not have actually had anything to do with the product.
Local SYR, which cites News 9, they don't have details about what led to the altercation.
We used to be on that station on their internet stream a long time ago, WSYR. It's a Clear Channel / iHeartMedia. Now known as iHeartMedia Station. And they never put us on their actual station, though, unfortunately. We were just like an internet feed thing for them. Anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us here, we were talking about the unboxing experiences. Daryl, you'd gone down a list of some of the what may be more popular toy purchases and just general purchases this holiday season. And one of the toys was the LOL Surprise. We started by barely describing it, but then we got sidetracked into talking about unboxing. But that's apparently the point of this toy. It provides the ultimate unboxing experience. And this is $79 and there's different types of things I think that you can get with this brand, but a $79 product. Discover 60 plus never before seen surprises, unless of course you've already bought the thing. Inside with exclusive dolls and accessories. This is definitely a girly product. It's all pink. And I don't know how big these dolls are. They must be very, very small, would be my guess. Limited edition LOL surprise dolls with 7 surprises. A limited edition LOL surprise pet with 7 surprises. One limited edition LOL surprise little sister with 5 surprises. 12 plastic hairstyles, 6 brushable hairstyles. So it's basically little teeny little dolls that come in a case. And I'm not sure what exactly the surprises are that the girl who's receiving this product would be getting from it. But apparently the parents...
Of course you don't know. Otherwise they wouldn't be surprises.
Apparently the parents are raving about this this product. It must be the reason why it's one of the most sought-after products. Although some say too expensive for what you get... Saw an unboxing on YouTube, not impressed. So if you want to weigh in on what is the most popular toy, I remember talking about this stuff way back when it was like Tickle Me Elmo. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yep.
That was like the first, at least the one that I became
conscious
of. I was a
mall Santa that year.
Were you really?
Yeah.
This was like the late 90s, right?
Are there pictures of this, Daryl? Because I need to see pictures of you as a mall Santa.
Somebody probably still has pictures.
There's probably dozens
somewhere.
Of people that have pictures of that.
22 years ago.
They've got kids' pictures with, Daryl in them as Santa.
Would your stepmother have them? Because we're Facebook friends now.
No.
Well, if you talk to him real nice-like, you might be able to get him to put on another Santa outfit. But he doesn't have the weight anymore, so it's not going to be the same.
That could sit on your lap and tell you what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
So, anyway, the whole unboxing thing, you mentioned the loot box concept, this thing where people, and there's different ones. So you mentioned there's one for runners, there's one for video game geeks.
Fun Run box, and I've been getting random emails of, now 50% off. Mm. I'm still not going to buy it.
It's still a bunch of crap, as far as I'm concerned.
There's a bunch of stuff that, and there might be some kind of thing that I've not tried before. Here's like a wafer that has electrolytes that you can eat when you're running that I've never tried before. Maybe I would like it, but then I'm
paying. How much random crap do you have to go through before you actually get to something you want? Have you ever subscribed to any of these subscriber box things, these loot boxes?
I think the closest I ever had to that was, remember the CD of the Month clubs that you'd sign up to get like a whole bunch of CDs for one penny?
And BMG then, or Columbia House.
Yeah, and then if you forget to send the card back, you'd end up stuck with something, whatever the CD of the Month was. That's the closest I've ever come, and the only time I ever got them was when I just forget to send the card back.
Because they've got them for like video games. game geeks, for anime fans, for like whatever the fandom is, basically. It seems like there's one of these loot box things. At least it seems that way. Maybe that's not the case.
Now, I can think of ways that it could make sense, and maybe we can talk about that after the break.
I'm sure it makes economic sense. Yeah. You get a bunch of cheap crap, and you put it in a box, and you sell it for way too much.
No, but even for the consumer, I can think of how it could be structured to make sense for a consumer.
All right, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want here. It is the Black Friday edition of the program. We're talking about the loot box. Not exactly a Black Friday-related story, but there was this toy that brought up the discussion where the toy, apparently its selling point is it gives the recipient an unboxing experience. I think they called it an unmatched unboxing experience. So that's what people actually are buying for their kids. I guess there's actually some sort of dolls inside the toy, but I guess it's the excitement of finding out the surprises that are in there that is what's attracting people to this particular product. And it led to a discussion of the so-called loot boxes, which we'll get into coming up here in moments. But you want to talk about a great gift for anybody that you care about? Help them protect their family and their property with the Blink motion-activated HD cameras. You can get a Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's slash FTL like Free Talk Live. These are wireless cameras, which means the install is super fast. You unbox, put the batteries in, and then put them up wherever it is you want them. Got the wrong angle? Need to tweak it a bit? Move it across the room? No problem. It's wireless, so you don't have to tear up a wall in order to, you know, move things and install things. It's so much easier than regular wired camera systems. No contracts, by the way. No subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa. That's because Amazon bought the company a couple of years back. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get yours. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Or to get one for somebody that you care about. So check it out. All right. So,
and then you did mention you have to remove it from a box, so you could have an
unboxing
experience.
That's right. Especially if the person doesn't know what they're getting. All right. So, Jackie, you were going to explain sort of how you felt this loot box concept, which is the idea of essentially a subscription box where you have some kind of an interest. In Daryl's case, he likes running. So there's apparently a runner's box. I might like video games, so there's like probably different types of gamers' boxes with different themes or whatever. So you can sign up for these things. You pay some amount of money per month, and then they ship these things to you, and you get whatever random stuff that's somehow related to your interest in this box. To me, it's always been, you know, I've looked at a couple of them online just because they're so prolific. Like, I've seen YouTube videos where they'll sponsor one of the YouTubers, and so the YouTuber will talk about the box, and I'm like, yeah, that just looks like a bunch of stuff nobody wanted, and so they had a bunch of leftover, like, Big Lots kind of products that, crap, well, we can't sell this stuff. Let's throw it into the mystery box. Because that's what you used to do back in retail, right? Like, if you had some stuff that nobody wanted to buy on the shelves, you could put it into a cardboard box, wrap it up, and sell it as a mystery box, and then, you know, take advantage of people's desire to have an unboxing experience, and then they get all the crap you didn't want.
When we were out Black Friday shopping at Job Lot, they were selling a mystery box for $50.
Yeah, who the hell knows what kind of crap is in there? And you can't be mad about it, right? You didn't know what was in it. You paid $50 for this gamble. Odds are it's not going to be something you want. Because, I mean, of all the products in the store, what are the odds it's going to be something that you cared about?
Yeah, now, where I could see, like, one of these subscription loot boxes might be useful would be if it's something, if the products in it are all things that, if you end up liking it, is something you would then buy more of on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So, like,
That's the hope with some of these.
Yeah, so, like, I could see, like, a, you know, gourmet snacks box being worth it, because you're also hoping that in terms of the pricing, that if the companies that make these gourmet snacks, if they're smart, they're cutting a deal with the people making the loot boxes where they're giving them to them at a very low price or discount, and you're primarily paying, you know, the shipping costs and the profit margin for the loot box company, because the hope is you're going to try these snacks, you're going to like some
and
of them,
buy some.
And then you'll buy more of them. So I've
even heard, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I've heard that with some of these, the stuff that is inside the box, the company shipping the box, they didn't pay for that.
Yeah.
They had the company that has the stuff in the box basically pay.
They provide it.
Yeah. You provide it, and you pay for us to put it in the box because it's free advertising for you.
Yes.
Reaching qualified clients, reaching interested, you know, market of people who are already pre-qualified.
So I went to the website for this Fun Run box, and they have where you can look at what was in previous boxes.
I think he's dropping hints here, Jackie. He wants the Fun Run box.
No.
For Christmas.
So there's a thing. a compression sleeve. I already have compression sleeves.
So I'm saying you're just going to get a bunch of crap.
I've got like six of them.
Right.
I don't need more.
Yeah, well,
it only makes sense if it's a box full of consumables.
I agree with you there. Yeah. I think that's a better one. That makes more sense.
So they've got an energy bar, a toasted coconut energy bar.
Okay, that's a consumable.
Yeah, that's
a
consumable.
But I think you're
right. Maybe it's good, maybe it's garbage. I don't know.
If you're the kind of person who's into a thing, you probably already have the things that you need for that thing.
Right. So some of this...
Everything else is extraneous.
Not everything in here is consumable, though.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm saying...
And it's the same way with all of these.
No, it's not all of them. I know that definitely...
No, I'm saying all of the running things.
All the running boxes.
Maybe the other ones have no consumables at all. Shirts, tchotchkes, you know, little dolls or whatever in like the video game boxes.
So, Daryl, what I hear you saying is there's a market opportunity here to start a runner's loot box that is only samples of various consumable items.
My God, why would somebody want to spend any time starting another loot box? I mean, it sounds like an expensive process.
He just said that if you're getting if the products that are going in the box are either free or the companies themselves are paying you to put them in there because it's samples for customers, and then you have your customers paying you. You know, you're getting paid by both.
On both ends.
Yeah, you're getting paid by your customers and your suppliers.
Your customers are paying you to ship them advertising products.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. That's a pretty profitable business model. Like,
I see
why that works. And as I'm saying, I think you'd actually genuinely be providing a service to both the consumers and the suppliers if it were a box of samples of various consumable products. But if it's something like a compression sleeve, somebody's going to shop around, read reviews, get the one that's right for them. I don't think it makes sense for durable things. But there's wine of the month clubs. There's a box of stuff you can get that's various cat treats
and toys. Used to get, Johnny Ray, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he actually used to get one of those... I forget the name of the brand, but it was one of those food boxes where they would actually give you, like, gourmet quality food product and then, I don't know, the recipe or whatever that you need to put it together. And, you know, the UPS person would just leave this cold box on
the
porch
like the
once
Blue
a week.
Apron and stuff.
The name of the brand.
Yeah.
Blue Apron.
And for people who have a lot of money and don't know how to cook, it's a good way to learn how to cook because they don't know when following a recipe, you know, how much of each ingredient they need to get. And if you're just wanting to try something out and you don't know you like it, very small amount of something would cost you. You'd have to get like a big jar or bottle of it in the store. They
and
only
you
send you as much
out.
As you need
you
for
like
the
it.
Recipe. So even those,
it's
even though they're kind of
way.
Overpriced... for somebody who's wanting to try a lot of things and learn how to cook in a new way, it actually can make economic sense because it would cost you as much or more to buy full-size bottles of things at the store.
Right, especially if you are, and it's kind of marketed towards couples and single people. So, you know, if you're not going to bake a whole batch of food for yourself too, right, like and then have to store it in the fridge, you just want to have a one-off. That makes sense to me, and economically it makes sense. So I agree with you. The consumable boxes, they make a lot more sense. Boxes with a bunch of crap in them, like, I got no interest whatsoever in it. I just don't understand the appeal.
If you want a box with a bunch of crap, go to a yard sale with a cardboard box, grab a bunch
load
of things
up.
Randomly, and
Two
then
bucks.
Go up and say, can I give you 10 bucks for this?
$2.
And there you go.
All right, we're coming up here in moments. You can bring up whatever you want to control of the airwaves here on this live Black Friday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The climate change the Earth is experiencing is unlike any other. David Easterling of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
You're going to be seeing heavier rainfall event, as you've been seeing in the past. Increases in hot days, probably decreases in the colder days. sea level rise.
The federally mandated study says the economy could lose hundreds of billions of dollars, or in the worst case scenario, more than 10% of its GDP by the end of the century. President Trump has consistently said that climate change is a hoax. It's a critical holiday weekend for retailers. Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says many businesses are optimistic.
People are feeling good about the economy. Unemployment is low. Wages are strong. And that's translating into greater willingness to spend around events like the holiday season.
Real-time figures from MasterCard show that overall sales are poised to hit $23 billion on Black Friday alone. That's up about 9% from the day after Thanksgiving last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Black Friday edition of the show. You can talk about whatever's on your mind, whether it be the Black Friday mania or some of the things that you might be interested in purchasing or have already purchased. What's the hot toy? We went through a couple of those earlier here tonight. And you can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. We talked about some of the aspects of the money side of things when it comes to the dollars and cents of Black Friday. And it's just been all in all a Black Friday episode here. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Jackie,
and Daryl.
Also, don't forget, right in the middle of winter time, it's Anarchapulco coming up in just under 3 months from now in Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists in one place. It was a lot of fun in 2018, and it's going to be even bigger in 2019. It sold out in 2018, and I expect it's going to sell out again in 2019. Last we talked to the folks there, they gave us an update. A few weeks ago, it was at two-thirds to sold out. So that last third is going to go fast, and I suspect it's going to go well before the event starts. I don't think there are going to be any tickets available at the door for this event. The lineup of speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a beautiful world-class resort in Acapulco. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We will look forward to seeing you there. You can get a discount because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Just go to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just want to mention that I start using the food called the Garcinia Cambogia, and it has
a food?
Helped me. It's a fruit. It's
a fruit.
Food.
Okay.
So it's a Garcinia Cambogia, and it really has helped me to lose weight.
Really?
Yeah, it's a, you know what, I found it in one of the pamphlets, and I'm just like, oh boy, I never heard of this. What is this? I'm like, it is supposed to suppress appetite. And it really has worked. And I'm trying to
Well, now, when you say it has worked, I mean, what does that mean? So you started taking it how long ago? What did you, what was the amount of weight that has been lost? I don't want to ask you what you weigh, but what was the amount of weight that you lost over what period of time?
Well, I've just been taking it for like about a month or two, and I usually gain about like 5 pounds during the winter time.
Yep, that's typical.
I eat more in the winter.
Yeah, people want to pack it in for the winter time.
Yeah, people generally do eat more during the winter time.
And then I stayed skinny like was in the summertime, and I guess the weight, it helps to inflammate us. And it's a fat source when we need energy. You know, I think there's a lot of reason why we gain weight during the winter.
So what you're saying is you are taking these pills, the Garcinia Cambogia, which is apparently a tropical fruit known as the Malabar tamarind. You are taking these pills, and that you have not put on your winter weight is what you're saying. So you didn't lose weight; you just didn't gain the weight you were expecting to gain.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. Okay. And then I it suppressed my appetite. I've been eating less food than I would do normally in the winter. I eat like twice as much. I mean, I do eat a lot more food, but I've been eating a lot less. Where is this food from? Like South America? It's like a Spanish word. I was just kind of curious, but I just happened
to look it up a moment ago when you brought it up. Here's a
story.
What
was the name of this thing again?
Garcinia, Garcinia, Cambogia, Cambogia. It is a tropical fruit. This is according to WebMD, which actually has an article about it as a weight loss supplement. Question. Garcinia Cambogia, safe for weight loss? So it's a popular weight loss supplement. People say it blocks your abilities to make fat and puts the brakes on your appetite, which is what we're hearing from Sarah here. It could help keep blood sugar and cholesterol levels in check, too. You'll find it in bottles on the shelf at the store, as well as mixed with other ingredients in diet products. Does it live up to the hype? Maybe a little, but it might not be worth it. How it works. The active ingredient in the fruit's rind, hydroxycitric acid, or HCA, has boosted fat burning and cut back appetite in studies. It appears to block an enzyme called citrate lyase, which your body uses to make fat. It also raises levels of the brain chemical serotonin, which make you feel less hungry. But actual weight loss results aren't impressive. A review published in the Journal of Obesity found that people who took Garcinia Cambogia in studies lost about 2 pounds more than the people who didn't take it. The reviewers couldn't say for sure the weight loss was because of the supplement. So basically, inconclusive as far as the evidence is.
Yeah, right. So I found something from the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health, which is a division of the National Institute of Health. And they say, what have we learned? Because they also have a fact sheet on this. What have we learned? There's no convincing evidence that Garcinia Cambogia will help you lose weight or control cholesterol. In a very small study, women who were overweight were given an extract or a placebo for 60 days. Triglyceride levels of participants getting Garcinia Cambogia decreased by almost one-third. Triglycerides are a type of fat in blood, and high levels may raise a person's risk of developing heart disease. In another study, people who were overweight were given either Garcinia Cambogia extract, soy leaf extract, or a placebo. After 10 weeks, none of the supplements promoted weight loss or lowered cholesterol levels.
So you're basically just as well off taking a sugar pill, according to the studies.
Well,
here,
it depends,
Sarah,
on which study. Like, there's another one that I looked at that said people who took it lost 2 pounds compared to people who didn't. Yeah,
that was the one that she mentioned. This was in the Journal of Obesity. It could have been, they say, from the lower calorie diet and exercise programs that the people in the studies typically followed. I mean, you're talking about
if you lower your caloric intake
and
you start exercising, you're going to lose a certain amount of weight.
But what you're talking about here is a statistically insignificant number, so they can't say that
two pounds over how long?
They took the Garcinia, it doesn't say, you'd have to check the actual journal of
obesity.
I'm
looking here at all the references, though, and all of them are from within the last 5 years, so there probably just isn't a lot of comprehensive data on this yet, but so far, none of it really blows me away. So maybe they'll figure out how to, if it's in a higher concentration, maybe they'll do more, but it looks like it's still really, really new.
Now, this is always to answer the question of where does it come from? Wikipedia says Southeast Asia, particularly the coastal Karnataka part of India, West and Central Africa.
Now, Sarah, I have a question for Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you sometimes call us just to get us to Google stuff for you?
Google stuff? I kind of wanted to know where it was grown. That was a curiosity, and I know that you guys, all three of you on the computer, would figure that out for me. Otherwise, it would have done a lot of coast of Africa and India, the tropical food. But you know, it has worked for me. And then they even actually found the active ingredient, the acid, right? The HCA acid. So, I mean, to me, it has worked.
Because we actually got a message on the Facebook page asking if you were some kind of plant and that we would call you up and tell you what questions we wanted you to call in and ask. So for anybody wondering that, no, Sarah's not a plant.
She's
just
real.
Calls us every day and sometimes just to have us look things up for her.
Maybe we should rename the show, Let Us Google That For You.
Yeah, Let Us Google That For You Live. So, and it really is free talk live. If you want to just call us up and ask us if we know anything about X, Y, or Z and have three people race to Google it for you.
Sarah, I would say this. Weight loss, I'm sure Daryl can talk about this. He wrote a book on the subject, actually. Where can people get your book?
Anywhere books are sold.
What's it called?
Lapping Everyone on the Couch, How I Lost 145 Pounds and Became a Runner.
It wasn't from taking pills.
Correct.
If you want to lose weight, it's not going to be a pill that does it for you on any permanent
drop
kind of...
Drop calories.
On any permanent kind of basis. Drop calories, do more exercise.
Yes.
These are the things. Change your diet. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, Sarah.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Homemade. makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We got enough time for you. If you want to dial in toll-free, you can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got our Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jackie,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier like Nathan Benson has done. Longtime amplifier. He's a silver amp, which means he's given $5 per month. That's the minimum amount that we ask to the show so we can advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and thereby get these discussions on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board as well, and that's what the AMP program is all about. You get some perks, you get some benefits as an amplifier that nobody else gets access to, like the AMP-only Facebook group for those of you who still value Facebook. There's a lot of people that are still on that group. It's still fairly active from what I'm told. There's also the AMP-only discussions that we have, or I guess supporters discussion rooms on our chat server on the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Amplifiers get access to a special AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, and more. Get all the details, and you can get signed up with PayPal. You can use credit card, and I was actually just looking at our credit card processor because I was saying we had American Express. Turns out they say they can take Discover, too. Nobody's ever used it from what I can tell, but it's there if you need it. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, Bitcoin, BTC, and also PayPal. All of that available over to AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. So, again, thanks to Nathan Benson for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. We give shout-outs to anybody that opts in. By default, you will be an anonymous amplifier. You must tell us that you want us to recognize you. So by default, we'll treat you as though you don't want that. But if you do want it, it's easy, and I give you instructions when you sign up on what you need to do. You've got to fill out a quick form, and you'll be good to go. All right. Garcinia cambogia. Since Sarah brought it up, there's a little bit more here about it. Because WebMD says the studies about possible weight loss from this particular natural product are questionable at best. One study showed 2 pounds of loss more than people who didn't take it, but reviewers say they couldn't be sure whether that was because of the supplement or the fact that they actually were on a lower-calorie diet and exercise program at the time. So hard to say there. But Garcinia Cambogia, they say, may make it easier for your body to use glucose, the sugar your cells need for energy. Mice that got Garcinia Cambogia in one study had lower insulin levels than mice that didn't. That's another reason besides weight loss that people with diabetes are interested in it. However, if you're taking Garcinia Cambogia along with a medication to control your blood sugar, your glucose could get dangerously low. Some research has found that Garcinia Cambogia can also improve cholesterol levels, lowering triglycerides and LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and raising HDL, which they say is the good cholesterol, but you shouldn't use it if you're already on a prescription for your cholesterol. And they say here you might get side effects like dizziness, dry mouth, headache, or upset stomach or diarrhea from taking this particular product. And in 2009, the Food and Drug Administration warned everyone to stop using a weight loss product that contained Garcinia Cambogia because some people taking it got serious liver problems. The product had other ingredients too, so it's not clear that it was the Garcinia Cambogia that was to blame. While some other research suggests the supplement's safe for your liver, some research says it's not. And then they give a long list of medications that it may interact poorly with, including asthma and allergy medicines, diabetes, anemia, supplements like iron, pain medicines, prescription, so all kinds of, there could be real problems by taking this particular thing. So I would say you probably want to be real cautious about doing this stuff. And again, loss of weight is something that, and everybody that I've seen do it, seems to take a concerted effort. It seems to take willpower.
There's not a magic pill.
No. And people have been looking for the magic pill for decades. There's always some new magic pill.
Yeah.
And it always, almost always has
negative
side effects.
And there's always some kind of fad diet, too.
Right. But like you were saying, Daryl, you had success by cutting calories.
Yes.
So what'd you cut out? Sugary drinks? What'd you cut?
So foods with added sugar.
Okay.
So sodas, cookies, desserts, things of that sort. Cut out a lot of processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing what I refer to as sort of a paleo pescatarian, where it was low fat and low carb.
Okay.
Where I was, you know, eating some fruit, which the paleo people and the keto people are like,
don't do that.
That's going to make you fat because bananas have sugar in it, and you should never even look in the direction of anything with sugar. You should only ever eat bacon and lots of it and all the time.
I mean, I like bacon and everything, but that sounds boring all the time.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, what I had found previously had worked for me is when I would go kind of a low fat, but I also decided, you know, this time I'm going to, you know, stick to this and also, you know, greatly reduce the carb intake. But like I said, I was eating some carbs, cut out grains for a while, and, you know, like now I've sort of reincorporated, you know, I'll eat bread occasionally, but, you know, there were other times where I was also calorie counting, and I was definitely below 1,000 calories most of the time, which
per day.
Yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily something you want to do unless you're under doctor supervision.
Uh-huh.
And there were days, and let me slide out of reach of Jackie swinging an arm at me because I was a naughty boy. There were days I was below 600 calories and going to the gym.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was terrible. You should not.
That's like dangerous.
So nobody.
I don't recommend anyone do this.
Okay. I'm going to go one step farther and say nobody do this. Like, you should not eat under 1,200 calories unless a doctor tells you to.
Huh.
Like, that's a minimum. And if you're exercising, you probably need to eat more. But yeah.
Yes.
What Daryl did was very bad. And
that's
probably
not what you recommend in your book, right?
Right, and I even put in the book, this is not a health book. I am not giving medical advice. I don't say that out of any kind of legal obligation. I say it because I don't want somebody taking what I have written as some type of medical advice when I know that I am not trained to give that advice.
That seems like a sensible
thing.
You
actually probably made things harder on yourself by starving yourself, because that's just going to slow down your metabolism.
Right, and I have later learned that there's something that's referred to as set point theory, and I don't want to get too far into it because I don't remember all of the specifics, but there is something to where, based on thousands of years of evolution and whatnot, the human body sort of has a cycle of understanding if calories wind up dropping, oh no, we've become bad at hunting, we need to wind up not using as many calories to survive. And then when you wind up eating some food, all right, remember when we didn't have all of those calories? We need to store those up because we might be bad at hunting again.
Yeah, I suspect you would have lost the same amount of weight in the same amount of time, or even in less time, if you had stayed at a 1,200 calorie minimum, because you probably were just messing with your metabolism and slowing things down.
So in other news related to Black Friday, just looking at some of the headlines here, it appears that almost three out of ten shoppers are going into this holiday season still in debt from 2017. So they're getting ready to spend again and jump through this sort of obligatory hoop of buying things unnecessarily for their loved ones.
Say that again. 3 out of 10 people.
Not quite a third of the shoppers that are going shopping here this holiday season are still in debt, meaning they charged it last year and they have not paid off.
Based on the numbers that we read earlier of what people are expecting to spend, the average is
almost
just under
1,000. Yeah.
And numbers that come out every year or so, generally in the summer, that every time it comes out, Mark is like, this is breaking news. Well, no, it's the same number that came out a year ago, that like 50 to 60% of Americans don't have $400 of savings.
Correct.
Yep.
And part of the reason why they don't have that savings is because they have bad financial habits, like going into debt unnecessarily and then, not successfully paying off the debt, even worse, carrying debt loads for years of their lives.
Well, there are some people that they will have some amount of, emergency cash that they could tap into while also having a credit card balance.
Correct.
So the two are not mutually exclusive. You can have $400 also have a credit card debt.
Yeah, you can. But if you have credit card debt, you're not going to be as wealthy in the long run because you're paying in a load of money into the interest rates.
Yes.
We can talk more about good financial habits and holiday spending on another night, because we're out of time for tonight. You can see us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.